Well, hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Soul Train, the health and fitness show on WGXC 90.7 FM. I'm your host, and my name's Ed Furtick. You know, I've been involved in fitness activities for quite some time, longer than I'd like to admit. And the purpose of this segment is to encourage people to get involved in some type of physical activity and to lead a healthy lifestyle. And we have guests on the show to talk about apropos topics. Today is no different. We have two people in the studio with us. We have Marilee Bell and Quinnell Grimes of Extreme Cheer Gym, which is located over at 111 Fairview Avenue outside of the beautiful city of Hudson. And as I just mentioned, this is a cheer gym. So, Marilee, first of all, hello.
Hello, and thank you for having us.
And Quinnell, hello.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Yeah, so Marilee, let's start off with you. What is cheer?
What is cheer? Cheer is a lot of things, but what we do at the gym is an all-star cheerleading program, which consists of dance, tumbling, the kids work out extensively, jumps, stunting, which is when the kids, and I'm sure you've seen in competitions, they climb, they make pyramids and things like that. So that's what we do there.
So the people that are in your gym learning cheer are not necessarily cheerleaders.
But if they ever
wanted to become one, I guess this would be helpful.
It is. We are different from high school, which is very important because the girls or teams go and support athletics. But what we do is the competition end on that and focus solely on the cheerleaders for competing purposes. With that said, our kids come in and learn to tumble. We also have tumbling classes over there, and we start the kids as young as age 3 for very basic tumbling.
So is there a Quinnell, I'll let you answer this. Is there a distinction between gymnastics and cheer? And if so, what is the difference, if any?
The distinction between gymnastics and cheerleading would have to be the athleticism that you would have to put into both of them, because with cheerleading, you have to be able to last a good 2 to 3 minutes worth for a routine. But besides gymnastics, where you see on like the, like you would see on for like the Olympic teams, how they would go up on like the uneven bars and stuff like that, how they would perform at a level for tumbling, through like doing all the flips, the falls, and
in other words, it's quick.
Yes,
it's in gymnastics. You do a quick stunt or whatever you call it, yes, and you're done. Whereas in cheerleading, you have to go through a routine that lasts a long time.
Yes.
So I guess that requires, Marilee, that requires more discipline and more like choreography.
Well, there is a lot of choreography. The students or the teams work closely with the coaches. Our coaches put the choreography together, but then what we do that's different maybe than some other gyms is we have the kids have a little bit of say in what their routine is like, because if you don't like the routine you're doing, you don't perform it to your best. We all know that. So, yeah, we work closely with that, and there is choreography. One of the things that I think people misunderstand about All-Star Cheerleading is that it is very athletic. These kids do phenomenal stretching, do a lot of stretching all year long to be able to hit some of the different positions that they do, also not to hurt their muscles. When they're tumbling, we're looking at back handsprings. You have to be fit for that. And in order to do those things, you have to have a strong core. And then there's the stunting. Everybody watches kids climb on each other and go, oh, well, that's cool, or that's dangerous, or whatever they want to say about it. But what you will see, or what you would notice if you were in the gym working with these kids become very balanced because they've worked on their core. And I think that's something that carries them through life. I mean, that's what we're hoping to teach to these kids. Being healthy, being fit and strong, is nothing wrong with that. Go for that, and that'll carry you through your life. You know, I will say this, I'm 55, and I work with my younger kids in tumbling, and I stretch with them. I still can do my splits.
All right. Well, we want photographic evidence of that. And
oh, I can give you that.
Put it on Facebook. But I'm sure you can. And Quinnell, what would you say the average age is of the cheer participants that you see, and also the sex? Is it more a female thing than a male thing? Is it very young or teenage?
Through XCG, I've seen mostly females, but there has been male cheerleaders who've come through our gym. But okay. But outside the gym, you do see co-ed teams a lot.
Right.
Co-ed teams are commonly stronger because they have the males to support most of the stunts, and to have more males on a team, it's so much more better competition wise, because it makes everything more balanced than an all girls team, like an all females team. But there are all females teams that are out there that can be just as strong as the co-ed teams.
Sure.
I've seen them.
So there are parents out there, Marilee, who might want to get their children involved in a physical activity, especially if they're not already. So do you feel that cheer is an appropriate aerobic activity for a young person to get involved in?
Yes, I do. Well, I also feel that because we offer tumbling, we offer the cheerleading competitive teams, but we also offer tumbling classes to bring the kids in to just learn tumbling. Now, with that said, that's their forward rolls to their back handsprings to the back tucks. We don't have the apparatuses. What you will find is kids working on those things will carry that core strength and that flexibility over to other sports. I'm sure you can remember seeing years ago, and I'm going to date myself again, but probably in the late 70s, early 80s, of the football players, pro football players, doing ballet. Why? Because it's flexibility. The more flexibility you have, the less injury you're going to have. We have to carry our body all year long. So
this is beginning to sound like, yoga gives you flexibility, but
yes,
so
does
cheer.
Yes.
Pilates builds your core, so does cheer.
Correct.
So it's sort of like it's a holistic type of working out, which covers, you know, it's not just building up your arms, it's not just building up your legs, it's not just focusing on one aspect of physical conditioning. You really have to be all around good shape to do cheer well, I would think.
Yes, and that's what we try to get these kids into shape and keep them into shape. And not only do we work on the physical portion of that, but we do talk to them about what they eat, because what you put in your body fuels it for the day. So if you're going to eat junk, you're not going to get much out of your body.
Okay, let's say I'm sending my child into a cheer class, yours or someone else's. What do they need, any special equipment to get going?
No.
Okay.
We have the kids come in, bring shorts, t-shirt, whatever you're comfortable wearing. Because we cheer on a mat, and the mat is there for safety reasons, for the tumbling and the stunting, the kids have to get a pair of good sneakers. But they have to talk to us first, because you don't want to a cross trainer, it'll grab the mat. Now you're going to have knee injuries or ankle injuries. So they do make shoes specific to that, but you can find them anywhere from $20 on up.
Okay, now Quinnell, you're sitting here right next to me. You can see I'm not a young guy. Can I do cheer?
Yes, you can. Believe it or not, yes.
That's
you
very
can.
Kind of you.
Yes, you can.
I mean, I put you under duress because I am the host and I'm asking you to, you know, a question like that.
They have,
but adults can do it.
Yes, we do have open teams. There are open teams out there that adults can do them.
Okay, well, folks, this is the Soul Train Health and Fitness Show. You've been listening to our guests Marilee Bell and Quinnell Grimes of Extreme Cheer Gym at 111 Fairview Avenue. And I believe their website is at Extreme, spelled X-T-R-E-M-E, cheergym.com. And I want to thank you for being here as guests of WGXC. Thank you very much. And folks, hope you tune back in for the next episode of Soul Train. So we'll be leaving right now. And thanks very much.
Thank you.
For listening.